you know, while you're sitting around the house or maybe mowing the lawn, which is a lot of lawn mowing going on right now, or whatever task you're doing.
Especially with all the rain most of the country's been getting.
Exactly. That grass is growing and everything else. So hopefully we can help you with any of the challenges you're having around your home. Right now we're going to visit with Kathy, who has a kind of a frustrating situation here. Kathy, welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. Here's the situation. My husband and I took a kitchen table, mm-hmm. sanded it down, stained it, and then put on 5 coats of polyacrylic,
so
it would have a good finish on it. Let it, you know, dry. I did the coats 1 coat per day over 5 days. Brought it into the house, set it up to use. It's actually my son's table. And very first meal we had at that table, put a cup down and started to leave water rings. So I didn't know if there was a different product I could put on top of it to give it some more protection.
Boy, I tell you, we hear this kind of thing quite a bit. Joe, what do you think on that? I mean, boy, Kathy and husband Michael did a pretty darn good job, it sounds like. I wonder, you mentioned that you moved it back into the house. Was it in your garage or outside on the porch?
Yes, it was in his garage.
I see. Okay. All right. Okay. What do you think on that, Jim?
Yeah, Kathy, these are white rings, I suspect, or white spots, not dark color. They're white?
They're white. And I did go online at the time when it happened, and we got the rings to go away, but we were afraid to do anything else, and we have put up almost like a cover on the table to protect it until we came up with a solution that might fix the whole thing.
Right. Well, first, there's nothing you can put on top of polyurethane to stop the stop moisture from causing these rings. If you leave a wet, you know, use a coaster, as our producer Dennis just suggested. But you know, regardless, you know, you're always going to have a little bit of water on it, and that's just getting absorbed by the finish. But it usually just goes away on its own. Now, 5 coats is a lot of polyurethane. I mean, very seldom do I recommend more than 2 or 3. So I'm not sure that would enhance the problem, because there's so much. It's such a thicker.
They were very light coats. I've used that polyacrylic on many. We redid our end tables, coffee table, and I put 4 coats, you know, very lightly on that. And that's been like 3-4 years ago. Never had any issue. But then we don't eat at those tables either.
Right. Well, if the question is, you know how to remove the white ring, but how do you prevent it from happening? There's no secret here that you prevent it from happening by keeping wet glasses off the top, off the polyurethane, if that's going to continue to be an issue.
Well, I just didn't know if there was some type of thing that restaurants use, you know, on their bar tops or their tables, because I don't see that issue at restaurants.
Yeah, that's true. You don't, right? Yeah, well, they're probably using like an epoxy-type finish that they pour on, like almost like a decoupage, you know, which is something a little stronger. I can tell you a couple of ways to remove white rings, but I'm not sure how to prevent them other than, as I said, keeping the wet glasses off of it.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for your help, and we'll see how it goes.
Okay, Kathy, absolutely. Thank you for being with us. And, you know, sometimes it is kind of hard. We don't want to just throw an answer out there. Sometimes it's a little bit of head scratching. But I mean, first of all, any kind of wood, no matter what kind of finish or coating you have on it, you really need to protect it from moisture and from heat. I know I recently had a coffee cup put on and you thought, okay, it's a thick mug, and that coffee cup left a heck of, it didn't really burn it, but I think just the moisture from the hot mug sitting down on, you know, a 70-degree piece of furniture, it caused a ring. Now, I was able to get it off of there, but you really have to protect those, and that's what coasters are all about. So I think that's the solution here, and I don't know. That's kind of puzzling, though. And good question from her about, you know, restaurants and bars and how they protect that wood. But I agree with you. That's probably a pretty thick coating of an epoxy type of clear finish.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but sometimes those white rings just go out away on their own because it's just moisture, and once the moisture evaporates from the surface, they disappear. Often you don't have to do anything to prevent it.